The senator was making an annual Lincoln's Day speech in Wheeling before a women's Republican dinner. He was a relative, he was a United States senator, but one of the not better known ones at that time. He had gotten into this communist subject and communist area not too long before that, had studied it, and even if the speech were to be a kickoff speech, it certainly was not one that anyone expected to create too much of a sensation. I think it was a speech on a new topic, which was certainly a sensational one and would attract a little attention, but I don't think anybody dreamed that it would snowball the way it did. As a matter of fact, there was never any recording of the speech, although Senator Tidings, in the course of the first of the many investigations of Senator McCarthy that took place, implied that he had in his hand a tape recording or some kind of recording of the Wheeling speech. But this was a bluff, and there never was any such recording. There was only one reporter there who didn't take it down verbatim or anything like that. There was no text of the speech, and it was one of those moments of history which is never going to be accurately recaptured. McCarthy generally, as an individual, was a liberal, was in economic philosophy and a lot of other things, was liberal, extremely liberal. He had been a poor boy. He had grown up the hard way. Money was, by the way, was always a subject of absolutely no importance to him whatsoever. He liked people. He was not impressed with wealth, power, class, or anything along, status, anything along those lines. For example, he'd never go to any of these fancy Washington parties. He hated to put on evening clothes. He wouldn't like to go to the White House, not that he was given very much opportunity, and to diplomatic dinners or anything. He hated that stuff. He'd much rather have a good evening's worth of conversation or watch television or listen to the radio or play cards or spend an evening with his family or something along those lines. He was not a social climber, and he just couldn't stand the whole Washington atmosphere of, outdoing the Joneses and all of that. So as a person and in personal philosophy, he was peculiarly enough, very liberal. If you look at anybody who led the, who was active in the fight against communism from the standpoint of a congressional committee, just about the same thing that happened to Senator McCarthy would happen to that person, more or less. You can start with Martin Dies in the House Committee on Un-American Activities and just carry it right up through. There isn't anybody who went out front as a communist fighter who didn't get sort of bloodied along the way. And I don't think Senator McCarthy, maybe he embodied the characteristics in bolder relief than some of the others, and maybe he was more of a sitting duck because of his dramatic way of presenting things and because of his devil-may-care approach to things. That might be so. But generally speaking, he fell into that category, that labor supply, which usually gets batted around. He was never a member of the club. And that's probably, when you talk about the censure, that's one of the things that contributed very, very heavily toward it. Because of Joe McCarthy's basic contempt for a class structure, he would rather talk to the elevator operator or page boy in the Capitol than he would to some distinguished older senator. And he just would not observe the social amenities and the social graces, and he just wouldn't be a member of the club. He wouldn't go to the luncheons. He wouldn't eat in the Senate dining room. He'd go across the street and have a hamburger, and he never developed any kind of a friendship with any of them, and he didn't go to the country clubs and things along those lines. And he just antagonized them by his lack of personal tact and diplomacy. I remember once he was discussing this whole thing with Senator Jenner, who was a man of no liberal persuasion himself, but was very much liked by a lot of his colleagues. And one day, I remember Senator McCarthy sort of relaxing with Senator Jenner, had a great sense of humor and would enjoy talking with, and McCarthy said to him, Bill, he said, what is it? Why do they all just, on this personal basis, why do they all feel this way about me? And so Jenna said to him, well, because you're always making trouble for them. You're always kicking up things. They don't want kicked up, and you're always rocking the boat. So McCarthy says, well, Bill, I still don't understand what you mean. He says, well, Joe, the best way I can tell you is, he said, you're like the little boy who came to the party and peed in the lemonade.